following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and three decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
What's going on? Stuart Scott with you. Thanks for checking in with SportsCenter. Coming up, breaking news. This just in. Scott.
Don't you love, we love local, love the local team announcers that go bananas.
Go bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
It's Doug Duda from ESPN Radio in Kearney.
Well, you want answers, I go get you answers. That's just my opinion. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
We can't get anybody open down the field. There's people running post patterns, and they're open by two steps. We have nobody that can get open by two steps.
Give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN or shoot us an email at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
But today, we are in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth and can't wait to do another show here. Great to have them on board again with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got to keep Psycho Andy out here, though. I think he moved some of the papers in the wrong place.
Yeah, Andy, know your place.
Okay, that's enough out of you.
There it is!
Oh, very nice.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday as we bring you another hour of sports. As Big Daddy Tony Davis is with us here, and along with Merritt Lawson, we're glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Phone numbers are 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And email us, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Love to hear from you on the program today. Coming up, Nebraska-Colorado tonight. It's actually like the biggest game of the night in Big 12 basketball. Guess the spread.
Oh, Nebraska at home. 2.
Opened at 6, currently at 4.
Oh, really?
Nebraska by 4, last check from our sources. We're going to talk from the Boulder Daily Camera. Ryan Thorburn is headed out this way, and we're going to talk with Ryan about why Colorado, and this is weird. I mean, this Colorado being 3-0 is as improbable, maybe not quite as much as if Nebraska would have went 3-0, because Nebraska would have had to beat Kansas at Kansas, which they darn near did. And then Kansas hangs 53 in the first half at Baylor last night.
Beat down.
Again, I'm as I do every year, I'm crossing my fingers. Maybe. But again, at best, this Nebraska team's an NIT team, and how much excitement can that give you? I mean, at best, I mean, I think we got to be realistic.
Why won't you give them a chance?
Tony, they're going to have to win 10 to 12 games in the conference, and they've already lost 2. I'm being realistic. I'm not giving them a chance. I'm being realistic. They're already 1-2. They have to play Kansas again. They have to play 5 more ranked teams at least one more time. I'm not saying, heck, if they win 10 games, I'm not sure that that gets them into the tournament. That's
Why?
All I'm saying.
Has a Big 12 team with 10 wins ever been left out of the tournament?
Hey, I don't know, Tony. I'm just saying. Nebraska's RPI depends who they beat. You know, you can get
Kansas
10 wins, not beat Kansas, not beat Missouri, not beat Texas. But whatever. You're turning it again into a BS conversation, which you do every time. I'm trying to talk about Colorado. four losses, and they've lost to San Francisco, Harvard. Also, they lost to Georgia on the road, which is fine because that's only a nine-pointer. And they've also lost to New Mexico. And they went overtime with Colorado State. But some tough losses there, two of their four, at San Francisco in overtime and then at Harvard. But after that Harvard game was when they turned it around, and their only loss since then, after starting 2-3, is to New Mexico. So since starting 2-3, they are now 12-1 on the season. And they are one of the top 10 scoring teams in the country. They're the leading free throw shooting team in the country. They average 84 points a game and shoot nearly 78% from the line. And Colorado is 3-0 as they come in for tonight's nationally televised game on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock. Can Nebraska find a way to stop them? We talked about it a little bit on the show yesterday that this is when Nebraska-Colorado play. It used to be Kansas State, Iowa State. When you match up, you go going in, you've got a chance to win. And if you're not going to go 2-14 in the conference or 3-13, these are the games you got to win. I mean, I'm not talking 10 wins. I'm talking just even trying to think about being a 500 team in a conference. You have to win these games, especially at home.
Yeah, and you know, Colorado's one of those teams, and you mentioned those shooting percentages. This is a team that wants to score points. Nebraska continues to lead the nation in defense and in stopping people, holding people to 53 points. Hell, Kansas, 23 points under their average. If they can do that and hold this team down, they put themselves in an opportunity to take advantage and get back to 2-2 in the conference. And I think that after four games, when you look at the schedule, I think that's where everybody thought they would be.
Danny Woodcock.
I still have not saw it. I have not taken the time.
Just so swamped, I know. I know, but that's fine. Doing other things. I'm not making fun of you.
Okay, first of all, I said I have not taken the time. I didn't say I was too busy.
How was the blowout yesterday? How was it? You had some officiating to do yesterday.
Grand Island Northwest, you've got some kids coming. Viking fans, next couple years, good for you. You've went through a drought of being down. There's some athletes coming. Did a little freshman basketball yesterday, then stuck around, did a little reserve basketball for the Martin Luther King Championship of the World last night in Lexington. And they took care of business. Really nice kids, too. Fun to be around.
Anything today?
Of course. Got a little junior high doubleheader.
Uh-oh. Where can Daddy be seen?
Well, there's plenty of seats still remaining, but call right now to get your tickets available. Alma and Wilcox Hildreth. Get it on. 2 o'clock go time. At Hildreth, they don't like each other. They got the T-shirts made up where the gloves come off.
Jeez. Okay, here's the deal. I wanted to talk a little bit about it. We don't talk NBA very much on this show because there's not a reason to. And then I got thrown off into being angry again. In any world, how do you compare Larry Bird to Blake Griffin? They're both kind of white. Larry Bird couldn't make one move that Blake Griffin makes. And there's a lot of moves, a lot of things Larry Bird did that Blake Griffin can't do. But just watch the drop step move he made from the free throw line last night without traveling and hammering it home. Back to the basket. 47. There's a move I used to do in intramurals, only I took a step and was still 8 feet away. You know? And do that spin move and hammer it home. 47 last night. Blake Griffin is the real deal, and boy, wouldn't it be nice to see the Clippers be relevant in the National Basketball Association. That would be cool. In fact, it'd be cool to see the Clippers better than the Lakers, but we're still a long way off from that. They just have to be decent enough to make the playoffs. Long way to go. But Blake Griffin now is the sweetheart of the NBA after LeBron has moved to Miami and people don't like him anymore. So Blake Griffin's the face of the NBA.
No, not yet.
Who is? People don't like LeBron.
That's fine, Doug, but you can't have the face of the NBA being on a team that's 10 games below 500 at this point in the season.
Okay. All right. Everybody knows LeBron. Blake Griffin is becoming the face of the NBA because people don't like LeBron. I think LeBron's still the deal, but Kobe on his way out. He's getting old. You know, he's in his 30s. Good Lord. But Blake Griffin, 47 last night. And then I didn't get to watch the game because I was out doing some high school action last night. But Here on ESPN, you had a top five battle between unbeaten Syracuse and fifth-ranked Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh jumps out 19-0. 19-0. I'm looking at my mobile update on my phone, and it's 17-0. I'm going, you know how many times you look at it and you go, that can't be right. Or when the number three team in the state's down three touchdowns to somebody that's, no, that can't be right. But it is. And then I check it again a little bit later. I go, oh, yeah, it must have been a mistake earlier because now it's, you know.
Was a mistake.
Now it's 19-14 or whatever. No, 19-0, and then Syracuse scores 17 in a row to make it 19-17. That, there's no way that could have ever happened anywhere close to that ever in the history of ever.
Now, Pittsburgh
maybe
basketball.
Maybe in cricket, but not in basketball.
And the Big East continues to shine, and they've got play the physical style basketball, whatever. But as good as Syracuse has been, as good, you know, you think back over the last 5 years, Jim Boeheim and all that, even back to their national title, do you realize that's the 13th time in their past 16 meetings with Pittsburgh that Pittsburgh has won? That's pretty remarkable to knock Syracuse off 13 out of 16 times over the last however many years that's been.
Couple other things before we go to a first break, and then coming up a little bit later on, we're going to get a chance to be a winner here on the Doug and Daddy Show. In fact, here's the deal. We're giving away River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo, and they're adding the gun show. We talked with Tom yesterday. The next time on this show today that you hear Danny Woodcock, be the third caller, and we're going to give you a family four-pack of VIP passes. The next time, after I'm going to say it one more time, Danny Woodcock, next time you hear that name uttered on this program, you call in 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and we'll give you a family four-pack to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mac Center in Council Bluffs. It's something for the whole family. Dad can go out and look at everything, boats and guns and RVs, and the kids can go to the little trout pond and fish in and big spots all over the place, and it's a huge...
Will you please give the backdrop for the 40% of people out there that don't know the story?
You just got to YouTube it.
That's what you got to do, folks.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. Because I can't say it again.
NFL Network.
I can't say it again because then that's the cue to call. That's the cue to call. Also, did you? A couple stories that came out Friday and into the weekend. I want to start with coaching. This all relates to coaching. Former Syracuse coach Paul Pasqualoni. Did you know he was the defensive coordinator at Dallas?
Yes.
I didn't know he was the coordinator.
Yeah, they showed him on the sidelines.
61. He's your new head coach at UConn. React.
Well, he got kicked out of Syracuse for sucking, didn't he?
Yeah, but he kind of had a good program for a while, and then yes.
I think that, I mean, okay. I just thought it was weird when I knew that because when I found that out, I'm like, that's a Syracuse guy that they were, like, when he got fired, they were terrible. I mean, like, really, really terrible program. He moved on to the pros. Now he's back at UConn, back in the same conference.
Thoughts?
It's interesting. Hey, it's interesting they would go that route. And, I mean, that's a good program. I mean, Randy Edsall's done about all that Randy Edsall can do there.
The Oakland Raiders what's their motto?
Just win, baby.
Yeah. No, just suck, baby. And the Raiders will continue to do so with the hiring of Hugh Jackson.
I mean,
they're never going to get anybody with Al Davis there. You just have to realize it. And I hope Hugh Jackson does well. I'm not going to root for Oakland. I'd rather see Denver and Kansas City win in that division. I'd rather see San Diego. I mean, there's some good guys on Oakland. It's different than it used to be 20 years ago when they were mean and black and nasty. And maybe now, and when Bill Callahan was the coach, there's just another reason to hate the Raiders. God, how could anybody be a Raider fan? Anybody. Callahan lovers. You know Bill Callahan's one went away from the Super Bowl. Again. Jets. There you go. But anyway, I hope Hugh does well. But what? He's not gonna. I mean, they're not gonna.
Now, he's on the staff this year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, offensive coordinator. With that juggernaut of an offense they have, those great quarterbacks they got.
They didn't never know who the starting quarterback was week to week, but I don't understand how I thought Tom Cable... And you're not going to make him coach of the year. But to turn around that team, to go 500 in that division, I thought everything's going on the right. I from the outside, I don't follow the day-to-day activities, read the day-to-day articles wrote about the Raiders. But you look at the record improvement, you thought, well, Tom Cable's probably doing a pretty fair job. If they can make that jump next year, certainly a playoff team.
They've already got through his personal issues and personnel issues with punching the coach and maybe something with the wife or ex-girlfriend, whatever it was. And he stayed on through that. You improve. You've stunk forever. He's been your coach for 2 whole years, and you get rid of him? Morons. Morons, finally, kind of on the funny side.
Well, don't put plural on that. I think there's one guy making the decision.
Well.
Correct?
Well, yeah, it all comes down to Al. But, even Al's got to be thinking we'd like to go get somebody. More applesauce, Al? Did you see what Rich Rodriguez did? Former Michigan coach?
No.
This is awesome. This is awesome. Fired January 5th after 3 seasons as coach of the Wolverines. On Friday, I believe it was, Thursday or Friday, but the story came out late Friday. He donated all of his Michigan stuff that he had amassed during his tenure to the Salvation Army. Major John Aaron told the Detroit Free Press, "We're going to sell everything from $6 to, I don't know, maybe we'll auction off a couple of the jackets. It'll be for not much more than 25% what they'd pay at a store." He kind of took a deep breath and said his buddies are probably going to take him someplace warm this weekend when referring to the coach because they asked him if he'd like to stay and sign autographs during this whole thing. How many items? 432 maize and blue Michigan items amassed during his tenure. Donated it to the Salvation Army. Coaching shirts, hats, jackets, maybe a bobblehead or two, maybe a pen holder. I don't know what all it was. That's pretty funny. And a nice gesture for the Salvation Army because it will make them some money. So cool there for Rich Rodriguez.
Just get rid of it. Honey, what am I going to do with this? Sit around, kind of look at the pile of it.
Well, he must be very confident in his marriage because if he wasn't, he could kind of put that stuff in the front of the closet. So when she threw all his crap out on the front lawn, that would be all of it and be right there.
I think you're right. I think we got to go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Lavelle from Kearney.
Lavelle, what's going on? And don't tell me you're a Raider fan.
Oh, the biggest.
Lavelle, you know, I'm sorry, man.
I know. I apologize as well. You know, my only comment was about you guys making for the Raiders, and the Cowboys weren't even really that good as well, and they got more talent and just kind of a similar owner.
What?
From the Kearney Country Club.
Lavelle.
Hey, Lavelle, you guys got some T-shirts coming. They are coming. They're back order right now, but they're
thanks,
coming
thanks,
shortly.
Daddy. Appreciate that, man. Love you over here.
Thanks, Lavelle. Take care, buddy. and get my golf balls out of the lake. Come on. They're probably froze over by now. But again, you can take your shots at the Dallas Cowboys. This doesn't have anything to do with Dallas. I like the comparison there for Lavelle. I think Jerry's at least mellowed and kind of realized he needs help in making some of these personnel decisions, and they're not all his. And Oakland was better, and you know, whatever the case may be. But the bottom line is neither team made the playoffs. Both were somewhat competitive after the coaching change. God, see, that's where Wade should have went. He should have went to Oakland. Him and Al could have got along.
Now Wade's got a job with the Houston Texans, being their defensive coordinator.
Sometimes that works, though, Tony. I mean, you've got a lot of coaches that are still out there. Look at the assistant coaches on the teams that were in the playoffs last week. Pardon down this week a little bit, but look at some of those guys out there. Mike Tice was still out there, the ex-Minnesota coach. And gosh, I had it on the tip of my tongue. There's two of those guys on the same staff here. Anyway, Bill Callahan, former coach, he's with the Jets. I'm sure there's going to be a bunch that I miss here. All those that have come back around. You had the former Kansas City head coach out there somewhere. You had so many more that are out there on staffs trying to do their. I mean, Mike Martz still out there. He's with the Bears. I mean, Look at all these ex-head coaches that just apparently do a little bit better job as being coordinators.
Well, nobody thought this offense, I don't think, would work. With Martz, Martz is totally Chicago Bears. When you think Chicago Bears, you think number 34. You think toss sweep left or power football, crash it up the middle for 4 yards, and you win the game 13-7.
When I think Chicago Bears, I think Bill Warner. I think Glenn Snodgrass. I think John Richards. I think Bear fans. That's what I think.
Well, they do bear down.
Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears bear down.
That's right. Predictions coming up on Friday. I already have mine.
I already have mine as well.
Yeah, I didn't.
You agree with Colin? Did you hear him right before we came on?
Some days he's too much like me. Pretty much always thinks he's right.
Yes.
Pretty much always is.
Jeez. He was 0-for-4 last week.
No, I didn't hear. I guess I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh, he was about 10 till the hour. He was on the. He's got a great feeling about this weekend's games. He knows he went 0-for-4, and he went on and on about. He said, I just think Pittsburgh, the Jets had their big emotional game, big win over the Patriots. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers roll them up 20. I think he said 24-10 or 24-13, something like that. And then he said, the Bears, he said, at home, he said, that's great for the Bears, but he said the Green Bay Packers just rolling right now. I think it was like 33 or 37-17 or something. They roll up the Chicago Bears. I thought that's kind of the general feeling, I think, out there.
Well, but however you look at whoever gets to the Super Bowl, you've got to find the angle on the matchup. Bears Steelers, defense. Green Bay Steelers, high potent offense, defense. And if Green Bay gets to Dallas and is in the dome and doesn't have to worry about weather, that's where you really got to be, really got to be scared. Yeah. What if the Jets win? Then it's New York. It really doesn't matter what else you're talking about. You're talking Rex Ryan, all the other things that have went on. They've made the run from the sixth seed. They're in there. If they play Green Bay, it's the battle of the six seeds. We got to expand the playoffs because, look, my God, these six seeds barely got in, and they're in the Super Bowl. That'll be all you hear or part of what you hear for 2 weeks. And if the Jets play the Bears, then you got New York versus Chicago, the two of the three largest cities in the country, the top two markets because L.A. doesn't have football. So that's what you would have from that aspect, and two great defenses as well, of course, which I had in fantasy on Redbeard, Bears, and Jets.
Now, you wouldn't think that, obviously, the six seeds would advance to this point very often. But the first time ever, twos against sixes, I mean, you'd think the twos would be there an awful lot.
Well, it's hard for both ones to be out because that means they're one and done, and that's exactly what happened. We're way over, so we're going to come back and talk with Ryan Thorburn of the Boulder Daily Camera about the Colorado men's basketball team as they come into Lincoln tonight. But I'll throw this name out since we're talking about football because I wanted to get to it. I did get a chance to go. I did take some time to get on the computer and watch 60 Minutes from Sunday night. And if you're a degenerate or if you just like 60 Minutes or if you just like sports or if you just like the world of gambling or the world of investing, as I like to call it, Billy Walters, there was a story on him on 60 Minutes, and you can, you know, that's the beauty of these days. If you missed it, you don't have to worry about
CBS.com,
VCR or TiVo on it or DVR on it. You can go in, you can watch it on CBS.com, get to the 60 Minutes page. Billy Walters, widely known as the biggest gambler in the world when it comes to sports betting. Football, basketball, collegiate, NFL. They focused a lot on this, on college basketball and NFL football, because the weekend that they followed him was the first or second weekend in December. And it's pretty interesting. It's about a 13-minute piece. They talked to some other folks out there. I can't wait to get Mike Perenio back on the show and just throw the name out, see what he has to say about him. Here's a guy that last year, all told, now not just a flat bet on the straight-up spread, but last year Billy Walters won $3.5 million on the Super Bowl. He had the Saints all the way, however many different types of bets he had, spread, straight action, whatever it was, and that was the largest amount he's won, but he's worth kabillions of dollars. He's got, you take his dollars and Big Dally Deli sandwiches, same, bazillion.
Bazillion. Dollar sandwiches.
And I want to talk a little bit about that, because we got a chance to see it, and it's interesting. It's interesting if you're interested in such a thing. If you are a Vegas person, it's interesting. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the show, but we need to take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up in the second half of the show. Also going to give you a chance to win River City Hunting and Fishing Expo passes. Remember what the key phrase is for that. And when we come back, Ryan Thorburn from the Boulder Daily Camera.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hand.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The NFL's birds of a feather lost together. And now for the Falcons, the Seahawks, and the Ravens, it's never more. What it is the Bears.
And the Bears run the score up to 20 to
the
nothing.
The Packers.
Intercepted by Kamon Williams.
The Jets.
Touchdown, Jets! With Danian Tomlinson.
The Steelers.
Men in all,
two will win the square off in Super Bowl 45. Conference Championship Sunday. Bears, Packers, Jets, Steelers. NFL's Central Nebraska radio home is ESPN Superstation 1460, 1550.
Possibility for some light snow, chilly, low 20s. Today, 9 above tonight. Then measurable snow pushes back into the picture here tomorrow. From the Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 18.
And don't forget Danny.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Lunchtime is coop time. Dinner time, coop time. Snack time, coop time. Sports time.
Coop time.
There you go, at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. What's today? Tuesday?
It's coop time.
Yeah, Tuesdays only, 5 to 10. How about their regular bone-in chicken wings, only 40 cents per wing? Their Big Daddy-type chicken wings, larger than ever, 40 cents, and choose from any of their 13 wing flavors every Monday night from 5 until 10 o'clock. 5 to 10 at the Chicken Coop. That's just Tuesdays. But they've got Big Burger Night on Wednesday in Kearney and Grand Island. They've got the wings on Tuesdays in Kearney, but on Wednesdays, Big Burger Night, Kearney, Grand Island. Lunch there 7 days a week. You can get the steaks. You can get the salads. You can get the burgers, the pizzas, the appetizers, or good ice-cold beverage and watch your favorite sporting event, kick back, play a little Keno, hang out with your friends, and just relax at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, where tonight it is a regular bone-in chicken wing night, 40-cent wingies in Kearney at the Chicken Coop.
They've got great drink and food specials day and night. Check them out, Kearney and Grand Island.
Everything good. All right. All right. You're good. Everything good.
Yeah, Tuesday Troutman's Trivia coming up.
Brett Favre retired.
Thank God. Thank God we can all move on now. And I won't have to pick that son of a...
You believe it? You believe it?
Yes. Good. Go away. Oh, he ruined my fantasy team this year. I thought he would go back to it. Oh. Yeah, he didn't.
Everything okay then?
Yeah.
Everything. You sure?
I'm positive.
You done talking football?
Yes.
Well, tonight, Daddy, kind of a surprising matchup here. Colorado-Nebraska, when you think of that in basketball, you think about both teams knowing that they have a chance to win the basketball game. But with Nebraska being close against Kansas and Missouri and Colorado beating Missouri, beating Kansas State, and then surviving Oklahoma State, they are the surprise not only in the conference, but one of the surprises here in the last month in the nation.
Yeah, we head to Boulder right now, and before he heads to Lincoln, Ryan Thordberg joins us on the Daily, from the Daily Camera. Ryan, thanks so much for the time today, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, thanks for having me.
Ryan, I'm looking at the schedule for the two teams, and obviously when you're trying to get out of the bottom of the conference, you've got some non-conference teams on your schedule that you want a schedule that you can beat. And it looked like both of the schedules are fairly similar, two or three toughies on there. I'm sure there's a game or two on there. Colorado's going to look back and go, how in the heck did we lose this? But how did it prepare this basketball team under a new coach to get where they are? I mean, are you as shocked as everybody that they're 3-0 in a conference?
I am a little bit surprised by it. They obviously took a step forward last year, Jeff Bozilic last year, and he left the cupboard pretty full. But you never know how a new coaching staff's going to deal with players they inherit and how the players are going to respond. And it's been amazing how they've responded, and I think they're even enjoying this new staff even more than they did the old staff, which is kind of unusual and kind of, I think it helps also that they have some good seniors on the team it's been their goal to get to an NCAA tournament in year four the whole time, and nothing was going to stop them from doing their best to get there. So as far as the transition, I don't think Tad Boyle could ask for a better situation.
Ryan, this team improved to 11-0 in at home. The first ever sellout home crowd, is that true?
Well, they sell out Kansas every year, but obviously they get a lot of help from Kansas fans in that. They sold out Kansas State last year also. But it's really a rare that they have 11,000 that are all there for them, and that was the case on Saturday. And that's a good sign for the program. People at CU don't like to hear this, they're fans, but I think CU has a better chance of being a top 25 basketball program than being back to their old ways in football. I think it's easier in a lot of ways. They've committed to basketball. They have a new practice facility going up. Obviously, with hiring Jeff Bozilic and then Tad Boyle, they're making an effort to get good coaches. And I think it's something that fans are starting to realize that they can have a good basketball program at CU.
Ryan, you mentioned that practice facility. That's something Nebraska is doing as well. And Tom Osborne said he'd see Coach Sadler through that deal and allow him. That's made that much difference to a program and getting the right people and getting better talent in there for Colorado?
Well, I think it's big at CU because, obviously they have the volleyball, women's basketball, and men's basketball practice at the Kurzweil Center court. So scheduling has always been a nightmare. And then on top of that, CU has a lot of final exams and other events there. So it's really a scheduling headache more than anything. But definitely recruits these days are looking for that now in basketball, like they have in football for a while now. So I think it's definitely helped. They landed three recruits, all from Los Angeles this November. So I think the Pac-10 thing is helping too. And obviously those guys, once they're on campus, that thing will be done. So it's really helped in recruiting.
Ryan Thorburn of the Boulder Daily Camera joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as Colorado, a Tuesday night game in Lincoln tonight, of course, televised. Daddy mentioned that the Colorado Buffaloes are doing a great job at home. They have struggled to some lesser-name opponents throughout Georgia on the road. How much of a difference, and can you even factor that in anymore because they are 7-0 in their last seven games and got the win at Kansas State? Can you throw out the road woes as they come to Lincoln?
Well, they lost November 28th at Harvard, 82-66. And after that, they pretty much had a team meeting and finally committed to rebounding and defense. They've always been able to score well. They have a lot of talented offensive players. But since that point, they've lost just one game, a neutral court game to New Mexico. So that was the turning point. I think, in March, the pundits could use that against them that they lost at San Francisco and Harvard, two mid-major teams. But in retrospect, they wouldn't be as good as they are now without going on the road and realizing what they had to do to win games, especially in the Big 12.
Last Saturday after the game, Oklahoma State coach Travis Ford said, "You're not going to win a game when one team shoots 39 free throws and one shoots 14. Was that a shot at the officiating? Was that a shot at his own team? What's that a shot at, Ryan?
Well, I think, first of all, CU is the best free throw shooting team in the conference, and they get to the line a lot because their guards get in the paint and get fouled. I thought it was – I didn't notice the officiating being one-sided, but, when you look at the stats, obviously it was. I think CU was more aggressive. Oklahoma State had their share of three-pointers. Usually you don't get fouled on three-pointers. You know, the home team usually does have a little bit of an edge. So I think it was more of a complimenting CU for playing their game and getting to the line than it was at the officials. But obviously, you know, the numbers, you know, when the next time they play at Stillwater, they'll expect an edge, I'm sure.
Talking with Ryan Thorberg of the Boulder Daily Camera here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan, what about the depth of this team? It looks like it's top heavy with some stars there for Colorado, and Alec has done such a great job. I know Nebraska is playing a lot of kids. A lot of coaches would like to get that eight-man rotation. Does Coach Boyle have that eight-man rotation in your eyes?
Yeah, they have eight guys. Pretty much that is the rotation, eight guys. And Alec and Corey get a lot of the attention, and there's games like Missouri where one of them, in that day it was both of them, have to score a lot of points and do well to pull out a win. But the story of the season really has been Levi Knutson off the bench. He had 20 points at K-State, 6 three-pointers, 4 in the second half, and a freshman, Andre Robertson, who leads the team in rebounding, steals, and blocks. So their bench isn't as deep as some teams, but I think they like having only an eight-man rotation, and the guys that do come off the bench actually give them a lift, and there's no drop-off.
Ryan, how are they going to handle the Huskers? Because Colorado averages 84 points a ball game, and anybody that watched the Kansas game knows that that was one of Nebraska's better efforts, and Kansas, who's lighting things up, held to 63. There's just no way Colorado can score that many points at the Devaney Center. Doesn't mean they can't win by 20, but they're not going to do it by winning this game 84-80.
Well, I think they're going to have to hit their free throws. And I think, you know, I don't think either team in this matchup is going to run away from the other. You know, obviously Nebraska is going to keep in the game with defense. And CU should be able to make enough shots, you know, to stay with Nebraska. So I think it's going to be a close game, and it's just going to come down to, you know, whether the home team uses the crowd or it's, you know, it's edge at the Devaney Center to pull it out, or if a veteran like Corey Higgins or even an Alec Burks could pull it out. So I think it's going to be a good game. And I don't think C is going to be overconfident with their start because, you know, as Ted Will said today, it can go away in a real hurry in this league. So this would be a big win for either team, I think, which who would have said that, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Ryan, you say there's an excitement level there. This team's 3-0 in the conference. What you saw in the last 3 weeks, is this team an NCAA tournament team?
Well, I think, you know, with this start and, you know, taking advantage of, I mean, let's face it, their schedule hasn't been as hard as other teams, including Nebraska, which just went on the road to Missouri and Kansas. So they're taking advantage of the schedule right now. I don't know if they're an NCAA tournament team or not, but I think they have a really good shot of finishing in the top six in the conference, and historically that says they have a great shot of getting in. So, you know, right the way they're playing right now, they're playing like an NCAA tournament team, no question.
Just the last question here for Ryan Thorburn of the Boulder Daily Camera. Away from that, you kind of touched on it at the beginning of the interview, Ryan. What's the feeling now? Football season's over, into basketball season. Nebraska's getting ready to go to the Big Ten. Colorado's ready to go out to the Pac-12. People still excited about that, and how do you think things look in that first year for the major programs like men's basketball and football?
Yeah, I think, you know, in addition to moving to the Pac-12, CU obviously fired Dan Hawkins, which is something that was well overdue. And they hired, you know, one of their own with a great NFL/college coaching background in John Embry, who brought in Eric Bieniemy and you know, brought back Greg Brown as defensive coordinator. So there's a lot of excitement with the coaching staff and what they can do on the recruiting trail and just restoring, you know, some of the traditions. So I think the feeling is, you know, that it's going to take a couple years and that, you know, maybe in the long run, the Pac-12 is going to be a better fit for them than the Big 12 from a competitive standpoint and from an alumni standpoint and just from a recruiting standpoint. So they're fired up. The football fans are really fired up. But at the same time, they understand they're not going to be hosting the Pac-12 championship next year.
Ryan, we really appreciate the time you've given us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I look forward to catching up with you again in the future. Thanks so much.
All right. Anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Ryan. Enjoy the basketball game. Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Thorburn of the Boulder Daily Camera joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You want to make your prediction right now?
Nebraska wins. Nebraska finds a way to win, get back to 2-2.
That'd be awesome. Awesome. ESPN 2 tonight and on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pregame coming up at 5, tip-off, 6:02. That's just so they can come on at 6, announce the starting lineups, and throw the ball in the air. They play their little opening, and they do the starting lineups, and off we go. And then they'll go to another game when that's done.
Well, perfect. Let's you know, we don't need a lot. We don't need a half hour.
Nebraska, Colorado, they can't be on Big Monday. They're not in the Big 12. Oh, wait a minute. Or are they?
I wonder who's going to get screwed by the officials tonight.
Coming up, we got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We've also got a little talk on our a guy I want to know more about, the Kabillionaire investor in Vegas, Billy Walters, who wins on sports every year. He says he's never had a losing year. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, he's had losing months, losing weeks, but never a losing year.
Oh, man, we'll talk a little bit more about him. And
I'd like to talk more about him and perhaps Danny Woodcock back after this on Doug and Day Show.
Can make the holidays even happier? How about the jingle jangle of a new set of keys from Honda? For a limited time during Happy Honda Days, well-qualified buyers can get the gift of 0.9% APR on select new Accord and Civic models. Come in today or go to shophonda.com to build and price your ultimate holiday gift. Now, during Happy Honda Days.
See dealer for financing details.
You know what 2:30 in the afternoon feels like, right? You're sleepy, groggy, so you run for the coffee, grab a soda. But how long does that last before you're back for more? Try this instead. Take 1 5-hour energy, then see what the rest of your day feels like. It sure won't feel like 2:30 anymore. 5-hour energy. Hours of energy now. No 2:30 feeling later. Individual results may vary. In a clinical trial, 5-hour energy significantly outperformed placebo on continuity of attention and self-related alertness. Neither 5-hour energy nor placebo affected blood sugar or mood. See 5hourenergy.com for more information.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Possibility for some light snow, chilly, low 20s. Today, 9 above tonight. Then measurable snow pushes back into the picture here tomorrow from the Weather Eye Weather Center. I'm Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 18.
Raise a little hell, raise a little hell, raise a little hell.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK with two locations in Kearney. Also, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte, where right now the original chicken sandwich or the new chicken club with bacon and tomato. You buy one, you get one free. Enjoy it for lunch today at BK. Glad to have you along on the program today. We gave away a couple of sets out there because that's the way we felt today to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. What do you got?
We got Chad from Grand Island and John from Minden.
Congratulations to Chad and John.
And don't forget Danny Woodcock out of the backfield.
There you go. So that's it. No more. We're not giving any more away today. Easy. Easy, folks. But congratulations to our winners. Coming up, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Got some questions for you on that. And tomorrow on our program, Loper Link going on. More as the week progresses. We'll be talking with someone from Pro Football Weekly about the NFL playoffs this weekend. Daddy's got a couple calls out on that. And more and more and more and more and more. And, you know, then there's no football on the 30th. So the Kearney American Legion baseball program is going to have their annual fundraiser, the Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, going on at the Eagles Club on Sunday, January 30th, 2 o'clock. Want you to know about that. We'll tell you a lot more about that. But if you played in it, they had a great turnout last year. Guaranteed cash money for the winners and, of course, raising all this money for the baseball program. So we'll keep telling you more about that as we get closer to the date on January 30th, though. Clear your afternoon. If you'd like to play some cards and help out the cause, love to have you in for that. 888-455-ESPN. Daddy, Billy Walters, the story. If you haven't seen it, you want to go do that on 60 Minutes, the website, cbs.com, and go to the 60 Minutes page. But here's a man that's playing golf for $5,000 a shot, a hole. He claims that the most he's ever won on a hole of golf is $400,000. The most he's ever won, one of the epic little quotes at the beginning, is he won $1 million one day at the golf course, but spent it at the blackjack table that night before he went to bed in Vegas. He owns, what was it?
Eight car dealerships
and four golf courses in and around Vegas. He's got a little setup in his house. He's been very secretive. A lot of people in Vegas, like the Mike Perenios, like the race and sportsbook directors, the czars, the guys that go out and try and get in the big name, the whales, the millionaires to stay and gamble at their clubs and at their casinos, know all about him. In the piece, they talk to the guy from the M casino, one of the new ones in town that takes some action. There's a lot of the casinos that won't take his action. And the deal with this is, though, it's not like he walks up and places wagers at casinos. He's got a crew of people out there that all at once will go out to different casinos, and depending on what the lines are and what the spreads are, will make those wagers. And he's got it's not a huge setup, but he's at his desk. He's got all the computers that he needs. He's got the TVs.
30 employees, is that what he says? 30 people providing information?
Including the Wolf Man. But
doesn't know all their names.
I could take that living room. That's a pretty good setup. It wouldn't be a bad place for the weekend.
I like when he was saying that he grew up in a pool hall and he made $4,000 or $5,000. You know, not when he's 13, but like when he's 14 or 15. Yeah. $4,000 or $5,000 a day.
Well, he had a degenerate mom apparently who had three kids by the time she was 17. He was born in Kentucky. I don't know if they ever said his age. He looks like he's in his mid-60s.
Okay, I was going to say upper 50s, 60 years, yeah. Right in there.
And born in Kentucky. Mom had three kids, so his grandma raised him. Mom was never around. So then, you know, he's hanging out at the pool hall. He says he started shooting pool when he was about 5, I'm sure he got a chance. And then says then he got good by about the time he was 13, and then he was making some real coin by the time he was about 15. Been in some trouble before.
Well, he got convicted in Kentucky for bookmaking.
Yeah. And so he decided, well, why do that when I can go where it's legal and move to Vegas in 1980? And has made a lot of money in the sporting world, which is tough to do because Vegas doesn't run by giving away the money.
No, he said you're either a hustler or you're getting hustled.
I know which side I fall on.
He said that's just every. You know, he talked about Wall Street, who's hustled him out of millions. He had a lot of Enron stock, had a lot of, he mentioned four or five stocks, which he had a big part of, or a lot of money investless now. And so he says
I've met more crooks doing that than I ever did.
Met more crooks in suit and ties than I ever have in the gambling world.
Yep. And he goes, this is where my living is. Married, 7 houses, I think they said, across the country. $20,000 private jet that flies him around. Or $20 million. Yeah, not $20,000. That wouldn't get you from here to across the street. $20 million private jet that takes him wherever he needs to go. So he's living the high life, and he's still working. He's doing it every week, and he's still out there trying to make money. One of the pieces in the story, they show him working for about 5 minutes on the early games on a Sunday. And she asked him, how much did you just wager? And it was like $1.3 million various ways in a short amount of time. So That's what's going on. His name's Billy Walters.
How fast he, the numbers. Obviously, he's very good with numbers. And she said, "Well, how much did you wager?" And he's looking down this piece of paper, which
I could do that. They just asked me, "Well, how much did you lose?" Which is the same thing: 3, 40, 50, quarter, 75,
10%. Yeah, there you go. But he was whacking out his numbers: 3,133,125,000.
So. He's a busy man, moves a lot of money back and forth.
Actually, bets money on one side of the line to move the line to where he wants it at times.
He can, yeah, if he wants to. He has done that. And the one game that was kind of funny that they talk about a Kansas State basketball game. They're playing Loyola Chicago, so I went and looked it up. His number was 8.5. Kansas State, 8.5. Kansas won by 8 that day. And I know he dropped pretty good sizable amount of coin on that certain game. So he didn't win a lot.
Was that the Feathers Day?
And I'm not sure if he lost a lot or not. I don't know. Yeah, the Feathers Day is when you got the feathers and not the chicken.
That's what he said.
Billy Walters is the man's name. They kind of call him the Howard Hughes of the gambling because he's never done this. He doesn't come out in public. He's been around for 30 years, as we said, from 1980. And really the first big interview that he's given in 60 Minutes, pretty big place to give one.
Another interesting deal is obviously with 30 people providing information as far as injuries, as far as every little bit of weather, as far as everything that goes into these games, he develops his own point spread. Now, obviously, if you got one spread that says it's Green Bay -3.
Well, the famous one is the Super Bowl. Last year, the Colts were 3 to 3.5 point favorites everywhere you looked. All his numbers in his mind, and all his information said that the Saints should be favored by 1, which is a considerable swing. That's 4 to 4.5 points. And then that's why he loaded up and, boom, hit. So there you go. Daddy, so Billy Walters is his name. Check it out, CBS.com. It was on 60 Minutes. They might rerun it someday, but you can look at it today on your computer. Daddy, the Steelers are 2 wins away from winning the Super Bowl and making me do something probably somewhat embarrassing.
Somewhat uncomfortable,
yeah,
yes.
That could be a good word because we talked like back in week 6 when everybody thought they were the greatest thing ever. I said they will not win the Super Bowl, and if they do, we left it up to the listeners. What I would do, we will be picking one thing if the Steelers win the Super Bowl that I have to do, and unfortunately we're getting closer to that point right now, and probably we'll have 2 weeks to lead up to this because there's a good chance that obviously they're going to be in the Super Bowl. They are the favorite. What do we got here?
Well, Mark in Minden has chimed in and says, if the Steelers win, Doug has to take a Zumba class with Greg Shea's wife, which would be Sanai Shea, wearing a Steelers headband with leg warmers. That would be awesome.
Well, just to get to hang out with her would probably be worth it. That's kind of a win deal there.
Yep.
I don't know where I'd get the leg warmers. You got any?
I do not.
Yeah, you do. You got leg warmers, don't you?
No.
We'll save that one, Mark, you degenerate weirdo. You want to watch me in a Steelers headband and leg warmers. I think we could do that. That's doable.
Yeah.
That's doable. That's probably a class full of ladies, too. You know, maybe they could teach me how to Zumba.
And
I don't know how to Zumba.
Maybe.
Do you know how to Zumba?
No, I never have.
Okay, let's take a break because Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up, and we'll be back after this.
It's a busy Tuesday night of high school basketball on our network of stations and ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN 1550, the Hastings High boys welcome in Centennial, tip-off at 7:45. On 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia will host Lexington, 5:45 for the girls, boys at 7:30. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney Catholic welcomes in Grand Island Central Catholic at 6:15 and 8 o'clock. It's high school hoops Tuesday night.
Here's what a trick sounds like at the Winter X Games. Pretty boring, right? That's because Winter X Games weren't meant to be listened to on a radio. What is this, 1934? No, it's not. It's 2011, a year that sounds futuristic and awesome, and is about to get even more awesome because Winter X Games 15 are coming out on television.
So watch them there.
Winter X Games 15 starts January 27th on ESPN. You haven't seen everything. Presented by America's Navy.
The call to serve has no sound, yet I have heard it. In the whispered retelling of honorable sacrifices made by those who have served before me. The call to serve has no form, yet I have clearly seen it in the eyes of men and women infinitely more courageous than most. It is invisible, yet always present. And for those who choose to answer the call, it is the most powerful force on Earth. America's Navy, a global force for good.
To answer the call, go to Navy.com.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm is back on the road for three contests this week, beginning Wednesday at Sioux Falls, then Friday and Saturday at Fargo. Hear all three games on Classic Hits 98.9. The Nebraska men's basketball team will host Colorado Tuesday at 6 and travel to Texas Tech Saturday at 6:30. Hear the games on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Nebraska women just one game this week, Saturday afternoon at Kansas State. UNK returns home for four straight games beginning Friday and Saturday when they host Colorado Springs and Colorado State Pueblo. Women at 6, the men at 8. For Hastings College, they will be at Nebraska Wesleyan Wednesday. Return home to take on Dort Saturday. Hear the games on 1230 KHAS. Hastings Wrestling has a duel at Concordia Wednesday, then the Concordia Open Saturday. UNK duels at Chadron State Thursday and off to the Central Missouri Duel Jamboree Sunday. The Huskers are at Wisconsin Friday and Northern Iowa Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute.
Possibility for some light snow, chilly, low 20s. Today, 9 above tonight. Then measurable snow pushes back into the picture here tomorrow. From the Weather Center, I'm Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 18.
From the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show, glad to be along with you on this Tuesday. Well, don't you love winter in Nebraska, Daddy? They're talking more snow. You walk out on the front porch after fresh snow, and it's a winter wonderland. Next day, not so much. Now your winter wonderland has turned into a whole lot of darn snow. In fact, it's no fun at all. It's no fun unless you visit the folks at the Midway Auto Group, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Kearney during the winter snow fun sale. You can be driving the new Dodge Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $299 a month, or a new Dodge Ram Crew Cab Bighorn for $329 a month. Take advantage of 0% financing on the new Dodge Avengers, Chrysler 300s, and Dodge Journeys. And that's right there for you. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep during their winter snow fun sale, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Here from our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, it is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible at 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. We've got a variety of questions on the program today. Daddy, what are your topics today?
We've got Australian Open tennis, and we've got horse racing.
Okay, and I've got basketball, so and that's where we're at right now. So call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776 for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, do you want Australian Open tennis, basketball, or horse racing?
Basketball.
We talked Colorado. Ryan Thorburn of the Boulder Daily Camera joined us to talk about tonight's Colorado-Nebraska game. Colorado's 14-4. What was the last year Colorado was in the NCAA men's basketball tournament?
2006.
Not correct. It was before that. Thanks, Jace. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Scott.
Scott, do you want basketball, horse racing, or tennis?
Let's go basketball.
And just, you know, I throw this out. I knew everybody's going to pick basketball. The other ones might be easier. When's the last time Colorado's men were in the NCAA tournament?
About 99 with Phillips.
That is incorrect. Incorrect. Try back. Thanks, Scott. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. I thought this would be easier than asking maybe another question. Who are we chatting with?
Mark.
Mark, you want basketball, you want horse racing, or you want tennis?
Well, you're going to ask me that same question if I ask basketball?
I hang up on people that ask me questions. Which one do you want?
Tennis.
Tennis. Daddy, go.
All right. This is countries with the most Australian Open singles titles. Obviously, America's number one. Who's right behind the United States with that?
Spain.
It is not Spain. Thanks for calling.
You're just incredible. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
Brian.
Would you like basketball, tennis, or horse racing?
Tennis.
Tennis, Daddy.
What country has... This is a modern era tennis, so I'm not going back to the... You know, I'm not going back to 1900. Since 1969, This country is second to the United States for winning singles women's titles in the Australian Open.
Women's?
What country is this?
Germany.
No, Germany is third. Thanks for calling.
Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Hi, this is Todd.
Todd, you want basketball, horse racing, or tennis?
I'm going to go tennis.
Okay, Tony.
Countries with the most women's singles Australian Open titles since 1969.
And United States is first.
United States is
second.
First. Germany is third.
So we got the Germans at third, right?
Right.
Big T, I'm going to go with England. Cash me in.
I would love to cash you in, but that's incorrect.
Oh, hurting me. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Todd. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, basketball, horse racing, tennis.
Let's go basketball.
Who was the coach of the last Colorado men's basketball team to make the NCAA tournament?
No idea.
Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Ken.
Ken, what are you thinking? You want horse racing, tennis, or basketball?
Do horse racing.
A new question. Zenyatta was just voted 2010 Horse of the Year, becoming a back-to-back filly. Who was the filly that won it last year?
Rachel Alexander.
That is correct. Congratulations. Right. You are the winner. Stay on the line.
Yeah, Merritt will get you your information. $25 to Troutman's Quality Meats. All right. The other answers were Ricardo Patton. 2003 was the last time Colorado went to the NCAA men's tournament. And your tennis question.
Australia is next to the United States since 1969 with women's titles. The United States won 15. They have won 10.
Tomorrow,
Germany 4.
Tomorrow, Loper Link will be giving away more tickets to the River City Hunting and Fishing Expo. Want to thank Ryan Thornburn of the Boulder Daily Camera for joining us on the show today. Got a lot of great basketball on our network of stations. I'll be at Cope for Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic. Lexington's playing St. Cecilia. The Hastings boys have Centennial. Also in the area, Minden, St. Paul, Sutton, Ravenna should be some good ones tonight.
Hey, we look forward to a great show the rest of the week. Stay with us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Yeah, we're going to be back 23 hours from now. We'll get more great guests as the week progresses. We're going to talk more playoff football. I know you're into that. We get set for a great, great two games coming up this weekend. We'll see you next time. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.